Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is talk radio to thrive by. Today, we've got a continuation of another blockbuster show because we have some amazing guests. You just heard us talk to Thomas here about the code. Now, guess who's with us, Mr. Benny? Guess who it is? Managing. No, look at me, Freudian slip. Bada bam. Making life work, a recipe for making life easier and more fulfilling with the angel lady, Sue Storm. Sue Storm has been a regular on the Dr. Pat Show since 2004. And her gift is, first of all, knowing who the angels are and then helping all of us communicate with them better. To get some and get these answers to whatever is ailing us in life, so to speak. More importantly, she's going to be able to tell you who your angels are. So if you have not gotten your angels from Sue yet and would like to get them, it would be great for you to write down a toll-free number, which is 1-800-930-2819. Or the other thing that you could do is you can go to our instant feedback board, which is at drpatlive.com. On the right-hand side, it says ask a question. Just ask your question and just let us know if you'd like your angels. We need your name. If you'd like to know the angels of your friend, a spouse, your children, whatever that is, we can do that as well. If you'd like to call in, and especially if you have a question for Sue and the angels, what we always do on the show is we open up those phone lines and enable you to do that. Sue, thank you so much for joining us. Welcome to the show. It's great to have you here again.
Oh, good. Hi, Dr. Pat. How's everything going?
Well, you know, I have to do something. I want to apologize to the listeners. Now, you've been on air enough with me over the years to know that there have been more than one occasion an apology that needs to happen. And so let me just tell you what this apology is about. And I want to thank the listener that sent me the email on this for pointing this out. Because sometimes for me, I'm so in the moment of what I do. And Sue, just like you with the angels, right?
Right.
We're so in the moment of what we do that sometimes I will say something and not mean it the way it comes out. And I'm going to tell everybody what it is because I want to apologize to her right up front and to all of you that perhaps heard the same thing as, you know, one of our, fabulous listeners. I talked the other day, Sue, about the choices we have in life. And I talked about this notion that wellness was a choice. And I should have explained that a little bit further because if I don't explain that from my own personal perspective, then what it sounds like, and you know this, Sue, you and I have been down the road of not being so well in our lives, correct?
Yes, that's true.
You know, I mean, don't we know what it's like to have pain in parts of our bodies that we didn't even know we had parts in our bodies of?
Right.
This morning I woke up and I got out of the bed and I didn't think I'd be able to walk. So I understand about pain. And so when I said the other day that wellness was a choice, and I'll explain it from my perspective, it's not the fact that you and I, decided to get sick. We didn't do that. It's not the fact that, you know, maybe somebody decided to get cancer, right? That's not what I was talking about. But the way that it must have come off, and I have to tell you, I love what this listener said. So those of you out there that ever want to give me some feedback, I am so open to it. And she basically said that was a pretty ignorant comment. And actually,
She got you, Dr. Pat.
She got me. she got me by the butt. And I want to thank her for getting me by the butt. Because a comment like that, without an explanation, is ignorant. Don't you think?
Yeah, well, no, I don't know. I think it was a slip, but go ahead.
It was a slip. It was a slip. But, you know, someone in my position needs to be more mindful.
Okay.
You know, honestly, you and I are on this show today. Look, Sue, you can't afford to slip when you're talking about telling people what the angels say.
Right.
Neither can I. So I want to apologize to her and anybody else out there that felt undermined. Because having pain in your body, being in a coma, having neuropathy, having cancer, all of that, that is not what I refer to. So I want to explain from my own perspective, and then I'd love you to chime in because you've been pretty sick along the way yourself. What I meant to say is, for me, I had to decide to choose a wellness mindset. Because the alternative was too hard for me to bear. And as with you, and let's talk about this, Sue. What I mean by that is it didn't matter what kind of pain was in my body, and I was looking at a wheelchair. And when you and I talked in at the end of 2008, the beginning of 2009, I said to you, Sue, I think I'm either going to have to get a walker or a wheelchair.
You did.
I know. And so, you know, there's a moment that we all get to a crossroads where I had to decide how I was going to see myself, how I was going to see my life and move forward. Making these decisions, I am not saying in any way, form, or fashion that they are easy. When we have to make a decision, Sue, about how to live our lives, like getting up in the morning and having pain in the bottom of your feet, that you're not going to be able to get from the side of your bed to the bathroom. You know, I'm not saying anything about that wellness is a choice and I decided to be sick. So do you get what I'm trying to say? Because what I must have said that day that this incredible listener who has some serious things that have happened to her in her life heard me say that wellness is a choice. Therefore, if you don't choose wellness, you've decided to choose to be sick. I didn't say that. What do you think?
No, I didn't mean that. Yeah, I don't think you meant it either.
No.
Do I have a couple minutes to talk about me and my situation?
Yes, that's exactly why I wanted to talk to you about this.
Okay. Well, my particular situation is that I was in a car accident where I was hit head on 45 miles an hour. And it was pretty devastating, but I made up my mind immediately. I mean, I couldn't move at all. I had to sit up the first night and I couldn't move and I couldn't take care of myself and everything. And I just made up my mind I was going to get better. I was going to walk. I was going to be okay. I was going to get better. Pretty much I can't do everything I did before, but, I can. And my father said to me, about a week later, I drove myself someplace, and he said, oh, my God, you got back in a car after all that?
Ugh.
It never occurred to me not to get back in a car. I'm going on. I'm not, you know, as soon as I was able to get in a car, mm-hmm. I was in a car and I was driving. I couldn't turn my head very far, but I was driving.
Yeah.
So,
well, and, you know, you and I, you didn't choose to be in that crazy car accident.
No, not at all.
And I certainly didn't choose to get whatever the heck it is I get. I am not one of these people that, you know, as some believe that we choose our diseases for certain reasons or whatever. I've learned a ton from it and I continue to learn, but I will just like to say to all of you out there that I have offended. I apologize deeply from my heart. Actually, I think I'm going to cry.
I think we're all going to choose wellness from now on one way or the other.
Well, you know, our listeners are so significantly important. And the fact that I must have hurt this listener so deeply, I will be so mindful not to do that again.
The angel for good health is Peter. The angel for energy is mm-hmm. Esther. maybe we should just give her some extra thoughts on that.
Well, I think, you know, we could give her all the extra thoughts, but I have to actually just say and just admit that what's going gone for her is very real. What went on for you is very real, and what's going on for me is very real.
That's true.
And everybody out there, you know, that is got a disease or an illness or something, whatever it is, it's very real for them. And I need to acknowledge that, and that each of us gets to do the best that we can with what we have. And so for me, I had to choose an alternative. Otherwise, I would be in a wheelchair. And the only thing that I had control of at that time was what you said. And that was free will of my thought. That was all I had control of at that moment, or at least that's what I thought.
You know, I have to tell you, that very first night that, like I said, it was horrible. I couldn't move anything without being in terrible pain. And I had to sit up all night. I thought, okay, well, I'm going to write a new book. You know, I didn't for a minute sit there and say, oh, gosh, I feel sorry for myself. I just went right into, I'll put it in my head, and then as soon as I can dictate it, I'll dictate it. I'm writing a new book tonight.
Well,
I did.
I don't think this listener feels sorry for herself. And
I didn't get that. But
yeah.
I'm just saying, I mean, that wellness is the way you think. You're talking about your mindfulness. Wellness is the way you think.
And I should have said that. And, again, I apologize. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to get to Barbara. We're going to get to Muriel. We're going to get to Karen, waiting in the phones. If for those of you that want to call in and connect with your angels today, you can give us a shout at 1-800-930-2819. Or you can send us information through drpatlive.com, or transformationtalkradio.com, and send us your name. And we'll give you your angels. And if you have a question, we would love to do that. Now, Olivia from San Diego, I don't know if you're still listening, but if you do have a question, I know we didn't get to you during the last hour, and you want Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, to address it, we can get that to you as well. Stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back with Dr. Pat Show.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time. The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic, My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, is joining us here today. We've got a special announcement, and then we'll go to the phones. Sue, tell everybody about the special super-duper announcement. Get ready for the holidays here, and then we'll get ready to take Barbara.
Well, one of the things that I tried different kind of specials to see what all of you enjoy, special pricing. So one of the things I tried was half price and within a period of time. So, and I usually do this in a month that's a holiday, and certainly we have a holiday, Thanksgiving. And Thanksgiving is a perfect time to do this. So we're going to take my half hour and cut it in half. And so basically what you get is you get, let's do that, my hour price and cut it in half.
Right.
So. So you can get either a full hour and pay half, or if you want to pay for the hour, then you can get another half hour. So basically, a session with me is where are you now, where do you want to be, and how do you get there quickly?
And they're all recorded, and folks get lots of information. They're not, these are like mini readings. So I just want everybody to know, these are like little mini readings that we do here. So get ready to get your angels and get your question ready. Mr. Benny.
All right, sounds good. Let's bring on Barbara. She's calling in from Edmonds.
Hi, Barbara. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
How can we help you today?
Well, I have a new granddaughter. She was born English premature. She's only 2.5 pounds. And I want to know if we're going to be okay.
How long ago was she born? When was she born?
October 23rd.
Oh, she just was born. Is this year? Just was born?
Yep.
Okay. Let me give you a gift certificate of a session, because we can really get in there, and I can do some healing, and the angels can do some healing, and we'll work on her.
How does that sound, Barbara?
Yeah. So here's my phone number, 800-323-1790.
Did you get that?
Okay.
Did you write that down, Barbara?
Yep.
You got that?
Okay.
What's your granddaughter? You said your granddaughter, correct? What's your granddaughter's name?
Yeah. Oriana.
Pretty.
What a beautiful name. Wow.
Okay. Call me after the show and we'll talk about it, and I'll tell you what we can do and how you can visualize helping her, and what the angels are already working on it. They said, we're on it. Okay, good.
Is that good, Barbara? Do you have any other questions you might want to ask? Have you gotten your angels, Barbara?
I would love to know about my angels.
Okay, great.
And how about Oriana's angels? How about we give you those too, okay?
Okay.
All right, so your angels are Bettina, angel of creativity, Caroline, angel of positive thinking, Gabriel is your archangel, that's messages and communication. And Oriana's angels are Lorena, L-O-R-E-N-A, which is the angel of divine grace, and certainly that little baby is going to have it. And Joseph, the angel of joy. Her archangel is Michael, guidance and protection. She'll be okay.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm glad you called.
Thank you. Give Sue a call. All right, Mr. Benny.
All right, let's run off to our next caller, and that's the next one on the list there. Sorry, caught me off a little off guard there. Muriel is calling in from Las Vegas.
All right. Hi, Muriel. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Awesome. How are you? How's Las Vegas?
Oh, it's great. The weather is a little bit cold now, but it's great.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's a little bit cold now.
What?
Did you say it's a little bit cold now?
Yes, oh, for me at least it was like 62 this morning, so I called that cold.
Oh yeah, that is that actually 62 is a bit cold for me too.
Okay.
How can we help you today?
I wanted to know if you could ask my angel regarding a relationship. I'm divorced with 3 kids, and I'm very afraid to stay alone. I would like a life partner.
Dr. Pat, would you repeat that?
Yes, would you repeat that again, Muriel? We got a little background noise when you were speaking.
Yeah, I couldn't hear her.
Okay.
My question was about relationship. I'm a divorced mom with 3 kids, and I'm afraid to stay alone.
You're afraid to stay alone, and so your question is about relationships?
Yes, I mean, yes.
You would like a relationship? Would you like a relationship? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, I would.
Okay, and you don't want to be alone.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, I don't want to be alone all my life.
Right. But you want a really good, juicy relationship, right?
Yes.
You don't want just any relationship. Right?
Done with that.
Run with that. That's good. Sue, run with that.
Okay. Well, Terina, T-E-R-I-N-A, is the angel of attraction. She works with romance, but she also helps you find soulmates. So, I'm trying to run with juicy relationship. I'm trying to get that through my head.
I don't know. And, that's what I'm holding for myself.
Yeah, okay. And then, so that's the angel that can help you with that. And I would say, talk to your angels. You know, you're not alone. You're never alone. So that's really important. And the other angel with you is Rachel, angel of inspiration. And your archangel is Raphael, healing and compassion. And I just saw an interesting vision. I saw a little halo over your head. So your angels are watching over you.
Great. I can feel them sometimes when I meet
you. Oh, good. I'm glad. Okay.
Great.
Okay, so is there anything that Muriel has to do to kind of, let's just talk about, accelerate this process a little bit? So.
Besides talking to Terina, I just heard smile.
All
she
right.
has a beautiful smile, and the angels love seeing it, so and so will everyone else.
Okay, great. Then I will smile more.
Oh, perfect.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Muriel. Thanks for calling in today. Just breathe.
And smile.
I know. Put on a happy... we're going to phones?
It's up to you. I didn't know if you had any messages over there.
Let's go to the phones first.
Okay, sounds good. Karen, thanks for holding. You're calling in from Kirkland. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Karen.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty well, Dr. Pat.
Yeah, did you have a good chat with Mr. Benny?
Well, not really. He just put me on hold right off the bat. He must
I know.
Have figured I was in a hurry.
I'm a busy guy.
Yeah, he actually does.
See, here
he
I go again.
He tries so hard not to because we try so hard not to drop anybody, and we get so many calls in at the same time. So all of us that ever answer phones, and I've done it time to time again, yeah, we just like, okay, let me put you on hold. All right.
What can we do for you today, though? Well, your show opener talking about health.
Mm-hmm.
A couple months ago, I was diagnosed with breast cancer.
Mm.
And, you know, after the initial absolute shock of it all, because I've always considered myself to be, physically healthy person.
Yep.
I started doing a lot of kind of soul searching. I think it's just something you can't help but do. And always the big question for me at that time was why.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I came up with a couple things about myself that may have helped create this condition in me. And one of those things is I think I have this kind of deep-seated disappointment in myself over life not being able to really complete things that I start, big things.
Mm.
And I just get to the point of, you know, I'm a very creative person, and I just get to the point of working on something for a couple of years, and it's just starting to hit big. And for some reason, I just leave it. And it has happened to me time and time again with four or five different types of endeavors in my life, bigger endeavors. And then I thought another thing, too, is that maybe that's somehow linked to my past, my birth family, and just the turmoil in that birth family. Mm-hmm. And it was a hard life.
Yeah.
And I wasn't supported in a lot of ways. I don't want to, you know, make this a sob story about me. But again, I was wanting to ask Sue, just tell her that I need help from my angels at this time, and maybe trying to help me figure that out, and then support through this whole breast cancer ordeal, and maybe my personal angel of health and. Mm-hmm. That type of thing.
Well,
is that enough?
Yeah, well, it is enough. But I want to say something right up front before Sue starts and speaks with you. One of the things that I love about what you've just said is that I know there are people listening to this show that have so much compassion for what you just shared and for your journey, because I think so many of us ask ourselves those questions. You know, why is this happening to me? What has happened in my life? What could I have done differently? And so I want to make sure that we don't cut you off. And so what I'd like to be able to do is, if you don't mind, don't hang up, please. We're going to go to break. And when we come back, you're going to have Sue's undivided attention, and we won't have to get through it quickly. How does that sound, Karen? Let's take a short break, everyone. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Contemplate my faith. Do they know?
Welcome to Anagallis Herbs, a quirky company that believes Mother Earth gives us everything we need to heal our bodies naturally. We believe if you can't put it in your body, you shouldn't be putting it on your body. Our beautiful face creams and body salves are a treat for your skin and your soul. Our baby products are delightfully effective and non-toxic. You can find our products online at anagallis.com or call our master herbalist, 925-337-5229. Anagallis Herbs. If you can't put it in your body, you don't put it on your body.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Gladrags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Gladrags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet 1 month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
'Cause I have been told that salvation lets their wings unfold.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. For more information about us, please go check us out at thedrpatshow.com. To find us on Facebook, go to facebook.com/Dr. Pat Show or facebook.com/Transformation Radio. Either way, we'll get you to what we've got going on there. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, joining us here today. Sue, let's just mention, before we get back to Karen, let's just mention a little bit about your special holiday offer coming up.
Sure.
And how people can find out more about you and your books and to set up a session with you.
Okay. Well, let's start with my website, www.theangellady.net. That's theangellady.net. My 800 number for sessions, to get books or just to talk to me, is 800-323-1790. 323-1790. My book is called Angel First Aid, Remedies for Life, Love, and Prosperity. It's an absolutely fabulous book to help you, as a little guide to make your life better. And this, I haven't put a time frame on it, but we'll just say for this whole month that prices are for my sessions are going to be half price. And it's consultations on business, career, health, how to make your life better.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll do them half price for this month.
All right, I love it. And I just want to let everybody know, Karen, we're going to get to you next. We got Monica, Chris, Samantha, and Deborah. I know you sent in instant feedback. I will get your question on air as well. All right, Mr. Benny, let's go back to Karen. Hi, Karen.
Hi.
Hey, thank you so much for waiting. Go ahead, Sue.
Okay, Karen. Well, the first thing I want to do is give you a gift certificate so you can have a session with me at no charge and we can really delve in and find out what's going on in your past that might be contributing, or if not, at least release some of the things that so that you can heal more quickly. So let's do that. And did you get that 800 number? Or let me give it to you one more time. Do you have something to write with?
I do.
Okay, 800-323-1790.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thought, and I heard this somewhere, is for anyone listening, is that the color blue, royal blue, is the color that helps with breast cancer. In fact, I had one lady say she took blue saran wrap and wrapped her breast in it. Or if you visualize that in there, you can take a blue piece of plastic and take a light and shine it through. But, you know, it doesn't supersede getting treatment, but it's a way to help everything heal.
Perfect.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, now, here are some of your angels. The angels that are with you are Katrina, so you have the Angel of Prosperity, K-A-T-R-I-N-A. And then you have Archangel Uriel, that's Dr. Pat's Archangel, U-R-I-E-L. And that's also a Prosperity Angel. Oh, my gosh, you're going to be fine. You got two wonderful angels watching over you. And your third angel is Blake, the Angel of Comfort. So you've got comfort,
okay.
Prosperity. How can you not heal and be off on a good, happy life?
Very good.
All right, Karen.
So I'll talk to you in a little while.
Thank you, Karen. Thank you so much. Thanks, Sue, for the incredible gift. I really, really appreciate it. It's amazing. All right, let's go to the phones. Monica is waiting, waited so patiently. Benny, thank you so much. Hi, Monica.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
How can we help you today?
Well, I've had a very tough year dealing with a depression out of the blue, and I've been doing a lot of work around it, and I think that I'm getting to the underlying issues, and I believe that I can be better than I've ever been at the end of this, but I really could use some validation and some sense of, you know, am I right? Am I healing this? Is this going to be behind me soon?
Looks like we're going to have a whole program of gift certificates. We're doing the same with you because, yes, depression and getting out of it is one of my specialties. I've got a lot of little tricks, angel tricks, to help you with, so let's do that. Did you get down the number?
I didn't know.
Okay, 800-323-1790. And one of the things is that there's probably something going on with your thyroid, because when the thyroid is off, people become depressed. So it could be emotional, but it could be something else, and we'll talk about that.
Okay.
All right. You know, and what I'm seeing for your future, though, is they're showing me a picture. The angel was showing me a picture of a beautiful flower opening up in pink and red, and so to me, that's just a symbol that you're going to be fine, and you're just actually coming out of it and going forward.
Mm-hmm.
So now let me give you your angels. Are you doing anything with school, or are you in school? Or?
Well, my daughter's in school, so I do a little bit of volunteering at school.
Okay, because I hear Jacob is the angel of education, and that's an angel around you. And then Melody is an angel of self-esteem, and she's going to help you through this. And your archangel is Raphael, healing and compassion.
Okay.
Okay. You know what? I just feel like you need to smile, because it's all going to kind of fade away.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
I'll talk to you later.
Talk to you later. Thank you.
Thank you. We are taking your calls here at the Dr. Pat Show, and also instant feedback message. Why don't we go to our instant feedback real quick? And I just want to get this up. Whoops, let me see if I can grab this here real quick. There we go. We've got a question from Deborah. Hi, Deborah. Welcome to the show. This is a question for the Angel Lady, if you are taking questions today. I have not yet secured employment, but continue to try this week. I have decided to think I can have my preferred career instead. I have not yet secured employment, but continue to try. Oh, got it. Sorry, didn't see the period there. This week I have decided to think I can have my preferred career instead. Any word on what my angels say? Thank you. I sincerely appreciate this opportunity.
Okay, and did I get a name?
Deborah.
Deborah, okay, good. All right, so the first thing, Deborah, is Corey is the angel of career development, and that's an angel to help you. But Tina is the angel of creativity. And actually, you're trying to create the career that you want. So talk to Bettina, and the way you talk to your angels is just ask them, make requests, talk to them like you're talking to someone else. It doesn't have to be a big deal. You don't have to be in meditation or anything. Just say, Corey, I need the XYZ job that I really want, and Bettina helped me create it. So just talk to your angels. I do feel it's coming. I also think I'm going to give you a gift certificate, because there's little ways to get there that I can teach you. It's 800-323-1790. Since you're emailing, I will give you my email. This is my personal email if anyone wants to use it. It's suestorm@earthlink.net. You can also reach me that way. Okay, I think that's all I wanted to say right now, because I'll tell her more later.
All right, excellent. Let's go to the phones. Chris is calling in. Hi, Chris. Welcome to the show.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How can we help you today?
Well, I am. I've been doing a lot of personal growth in the last few years, and I recently took a workshop to become a passion test facilitator, and my goal is to work with teens and kids, and right now I'm working full-time in the medical field, and I guess I just want to know, I have a tendency to doubt myself a lot and not follow through.
I'm sorry you hear me laughing, but when you said to doubt myself a lot, the angel said big time. We need to give you, I guess they hear you doubting yourself and they don't believe it. They think you've got more going than you think, so...
Okay,
so let's start with angels. Melody is the angel of self-esteem, and Rebecca is the angel of self-confidence. So for anybody listening, those are the two angels that can help you. But your particular angels are Eileen, who's the angel of happiness, Evelyn, who's the the angel of manifesting. Are you getting all this? And Gabriel, messages and communication. And I'm going to give a simple little thing. When you start to doubt yourself, take your middle finger and press it into your palm. Bend it over and press it into your palm. Doesn't matter which hand. And
okay.
Just press and release and press and release. It builds endorphins and it helps you feel better about yourself.
Oh,
Dr.
okay.
Pat, you could do that one, too. That would help you.
Okay. Oh, thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome.
All right,
I'm glad you called.
Yeah. Benny, I think we should give out some information for Sue, and then I think we should go to break and come back with more. We'll take your calls, 1-800-930-2819 if you want to give us a shout, 1-800-930-2819. Sue, give out your information again.
Sure. My website is theangellady.net. That's theangellady.net. My email is suestorm@earthlink.net. My 800 number is 800-323-1790. Leave me a message. I always answer my calls. And we're doing a special on sessions for half price. Let's see. And the book is Angel First Aid, Remedies for Life, Love, and Prosperity.
All right, everybody. We have time for a couple more, folks. 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back, everybody, with the Dr. Pat Show.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our teen inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Do you hear voices? Do you see and know? Are you fascinated by the discussions about spirituality? Are you trying to connect with your own true self, your inner calling, and your transformation, but need some assistance on your path? Meet Natalie, spiritual teacher and guide, happy to empower you to truly get to know, be, and love yourself, so you can experience true happiness and freedom. Contact Natalie at natalie@healingisis.com or Facebook Natalie.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Gladrags washable cloth menstrual pads. Made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels, Gladrags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Just show me love. Check it for
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Hey, please go check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/Dr. Pat Show or facebook.com/transformationradio. Sue Storm is in the house. Her website is theangellady.net. We have Jennifer and Shelley on a line. We're going to get to both of those ladies. Let's go right to the phones, and then we can do a wrap-up later.
Okay.
Jennifer, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Awesome. What can we do for you today?
I lost my mom about a year and a half ago, and I feel very stuck and very lost within myself and whatever my journey and path is supposed to be. And just kind of wondering what you see around me.
Okay, well, get your pencil. We're going to give you a gift certificate, and we're going to let you connect with your mom, because through the angels I can connect with her, and we'll ask her what she thinks. How about that?
That'd be great.
Okay, 800-323-1790. And by the way, she's smiling. She's just so happy to be connected to you. So let's see. Let me give you your angels. You have Gabriel. He works with arts and communication. So for some reason, arts is in there for you. And your other angel is the angel of strength, which you need right now, is Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, is the angel of strength. And you need peace, and William is the angel of peace. So you have some joy, harmony, strength, peace, communication, and the arts.
Very good.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Do you have a,
okay.
Are you good to go? Do you have another question?
No, I just kind of wanted to know what, you know, you saw around me and just some kind of guidance for me.
Okay.
The guidance is it's going to be okay. You just need some direction. I feel you kind of wobbling between one side and the other and not knowing how to go straight, and we'll help you when I talk to you.
Very good. Well, thank you for your time.
Okay.
Thank you. Wow, Sue, this is an amazing show today. We've got one more caller. Hung right in there, Shelley, didn't you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Dr. Pat. I appreciate it.
Sure.
Hi, Sue.
Hi.
We adopted a baby girl about 2.5 years ago. We adopted her from birth. And since that time, it's no surprise that, you know, communication between my husband and I is kind of rocky. We just have really busy lives. And I just was looking for some direction in communicating with him better and getting on a better track for both of us.
Okay.
Kind of connecting a little bit better.
Okay. Well, two things. Excuse me. Gabriel is the angel of communication. So that's the angel that can help you. And then the other thing is the angel first aid remedies for life, love, and prosperity book that I was talking about. There's a whole chapter in there on communication. And there's also a chapter on getting along with family and your husband, you know, mates.
Mm-hmm.
So there's things in there that might help you also.
Okay.
And let's see. Let me. The thing I'm thinking is that you talk through your heart and he talks through his head. So you've got to kind of figure out a way to connect with each other so that you're on the same wavelength. Does that make sense?
Oh, completely. But he doesn't always communicate at all, and so sometimes he just keeps a lot to himself. So
okay,
yeah.
Gift certificate
time.
We're gonna talk to you and see if we can teach you how to change that. And of course it depends a lot on him, but at least how you can deal with it better. So got your pencil ready? Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
800-323-1790. We'll give you some communication skills and see if that doesn't help.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
Okay,
all right,
Shelley,
thank you. I've got one more instant feedback message.
Okay.
So, Benny, good job today. Wow, very busy day. I got a instant message from Samantha. Hi, Samantha. I know you were trying to hang on there before, but we will get your question. Hello, Angel Lady. I am pregnant and my relationship is up and down. I am nervous about having this beautiful baby with my partner, who I am unsure about. I love him, but he does make me question whether I should stay with him. What do my angels say? Thank you.
The first thing your angels are saying is get through having the baby. He's very unsure about this whole thing, about being a parent and how it's going to work and what's going to happen. And part of it is that whole experience. So have the baby. Stay, unless there's some specific reason you have to leave, I would stay with them through the baby and just see how things develop. And again, if you want to call me, you know, just tell me that I gave you a gift certificate, and we'll see if we can work it through so that things get better for you. But I would hang in there for right now.
All right. Sue, what an amazing show. You have been so generous. I don't think we've ever done a show.
I've done so many gift certificates. Yeah, I know. But it just felt like the right thing. They really need help, and I want to be the one to do that.
Well, I think that you're right. First of all, it's so important to acknowledge all of you all that have called in and sent in your instant feedback messages, because that, you know, that's really an act of courage in itself. But you could really feel how sincere and how appreciative people were today, Sue, don't you think?
I think so, yeah.
Well, thank you so much for everything you do. Let's take a minute, if we could, couple things that we should share in the wrap-up. Again, let's mention the special offer. Let's also mention the book, because the books are great gifts for people as well.
Oh, absolutely. If you're looking for a Christmas gift or even a Thanksgiving gift, this is a wonderful, wonderful little gift book. It was made to be a gift book. It's Angel First Aid, Remedies for Life, Love, and Prosperity. You can get it at Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, or through my website, theangellady.net. And my 800 number is 800-323-1790. Give yourself a present. Give yourself a session at half price. And also, you can get gift certificates to give to people so that they can do sessions with me. That's an exciting Christmas gift, too.
It is. It is exciting. And Sue Storm is going to be doing, as she has done every year, we've got some special holiday shows we're planning. And we're going to be sharing some of the most incredible tips and tools that she has shared before. Certainly one that I want to have you share with people. Folks are always wondering how they could speed things up. And, you know, we've talked about accelerating or speeding up the molecules. Would you share that with people and just let folks know how they can do that?
You want me to do it right now?
Yes.
Okay. I also want to mention that all the angels I talk about are in the book.
Yes.
So there's a glossary of angels. So if you want to know who to contact and which angel to talk to, the book is an easy way to do that. So, if you want to speed up things in your life, if you want to get money faster or health faster or love faster, you ask the angels to help you speed up the molecules. It's what makes miracles happen. So angels, help me speed up the molecules to be a happier, healthier person. Whatever it is, that's the one secret that I've learned. I can't put it in my books because it's hard to describe, but it really works.
So thank you so, so much. I want to ask you one last question, Sue, if we could. What's your personal message? What do you want to leave for everybody today?
My personal message is peace. This is the time for William, the Angel of Peace, to help you find peace in your soul. Everywhere you look, even what you can do, you can even breathe in peace. Just take a breath and say, I'm bringing in wonderful peace and love. That's my message.
All right. Thank you, Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, everyone. To find out more about her, go to theangellady.net. Benny, outstanding job, boy. You've been flipping back and forth and doing your thing.
Thank you very much. I'm a gymnast by night and a radio producer by day.
And a daddy all the time.
Yeah.
There you go. Sue, thank you so much for your generosity. I know this was a record-breaking show today. I know it was. Wow. I want to thank all of you out there for tuning us in and turning us on. It is through your courage, your messages, that we raise ourselves up. Thank you so much for doing what you do. Keep doing it. We love you. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.